the executive, all the executive of every county, they were told the same thing. Do not question anything. They used the dissident, like me, as an example. And they did that to some doctors, right? So they took like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 examples. And after that, nobody was talking. They didn't want to lose.
Hey, Alexa for Urban News, and I'm currently in Quebec City at the Hotel Le Bon Entente in Sainte-Foy, because today, the second day of the airing of the National Citizen Inquiry.
We are a citizen organized, a citizen run, a citizen funded initiative. We don't have a single large donor. We're doing this all on our own, almost exclusively by volunteers. We want to start a national dialogue.
COVID-19 pandemic has been an unprecedented event as far as Canada and the countries in the world are concerned.
As some people are aware, this investigation took place all across Canada, Vancouver, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Toronto, and now it is in Quebec, and we finished the trip in Ottawa. So we are here because we want to show you the other side of the story and also to inform you of what have been said so far in this investigation. This commission is 100% independent and publicly funded. So today I was lucky, I run into Stéphane Hamel. For the people who are not aware of who he is, Stéphane Hamel was involved in politics for a while. Not only he was one of them that created La CAQ, Coalition Avenir Québec, the party of Mr. Legault, but also he was the one that was representing the county of Laval-des-Rapides, close to Montreal. He lost his position at La CAQ because of what he did publish on his Facebook about the vaccination passport. He was against it, and he actually expressed himself on his own Facebook, and he actually received a letter afterwards saying that he is not longer the president of his county and is out of the party. He is here to express what it was to be in the party during one of the biggest crises of the history.
Ce n'était pas, je sentais...
C'était pas la bonne question.
Ce n'était pas des questions à avoir, même entre nous. Il ne fallait pas, absolument pas parler de ces choses-là. C'était l'omerta, déjà en partant.
Déjà en partant. Donc, ils nous ont... Au sein même du parti.
Mais au sein même du parti.
Well, I was a member, a founding member of the CAQ. I've been with them for 10 years, also, almost 10 years. And in the beginning of the pandemic, I was a president of a riding in Laval-des-Rapides. And I started questioning to the executive members, what are you doing? What's all this? It doesn't make any sense. So it came to me that nobody wanted to really talk about any of that. And every time I was having a question in our meetings, nobody would want to answer. And the answer, common answer, is we have to be all together in this, and we cannot put doubt in the population about the lockdown and all the measures. It did make sense in the beginning because everybody has to follow, because it was the unknown. We didn't know what was going to happen. Was it a really dangerous virus? Are we all gonna die? But no, as it was happening, data was coming out. And the more data we had, the more question I had. Mm-hmm. And it was impossible to ask those questions, even being in the middle of the party. If you asked questions, you were a bad, mm-hmm. bad person. At some point in April or May, they were talking about putting the vaccine passport. And I was appalled. about that, because at the same time we were getting data from Israel, from all over the world, and even Dr. Fauci said that the viral charge is the same unvaccinated and unvaccinated. When you think about that, the vaccine passport makes no sense, because the vaccinated will shed the virus the same way as the unvaccinated. So separating people makes no sense. So I, at one point, I posted a message on my private Facebook, which just wasn't public, that I did not support the idea of vaccine passport, and that if they were going that route, I would oppose. And then a few days later, I received a letter banning me from the party. So they just sent me a letter saying that I was not obeying to the rules of the party. But actually, it wasn't the party. It was the government I was questioning, right? In their word, I think they said I was not following the constitution of the party. There's nowhere in the constitution that says you cannot question the government, because they're two different things. So I was out just for saying, hey, let's debate about that. It doesn't make any sense. Did you see the data? Did you see what Fauci said? All the executive of every county, they were told the same thing. Do not question anything. They used the dissident, like me, as an example. And they did that to some doctors, right? So they took like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 examples. And after that, nobody was talking. They didn't want to lose. So the same thing happened with the deputy. They saw what happened to me. So they just fell in line, all of them, all of them. And the parties, same thing. There's an agenda. What is it? We don't know. But there's certainly an agenda. When is it going to end? Because now you are in the same boat. They won't answer your questions. They won't answer my question. They won't answer anybody's question. Debate is dead. So if debate is dead, democracy is dead. Party are not asking their member. They're not even asking the deputy. Everything is decided in the executive, all the minister, not even all the minister, just a few of them, right? Legault, Dubé, and a few more. Nothing came from the party. So they didn't even ask us. I myself volunteered when Mr. Legault ask the population to go volunteer with a program I contribute, right? So I volunteered, and I saw cruelty, absolutely despicable acts, and I testified on that today. And I made a complaint, and the director of the organization sent my complaint to the one of the minister, and the minister sent my letter to the instance of the party, and I received like calls like crazy. You cannot do that. You cannot put a complaint in for a resident, even if it was absolutely cruel what happened to him. So yeah, they knew, because they had my version of what happened. So, and they completely killed the story. Nobody knew about it, and they closed the complaint, and the poor man that I made the complaint with never heard of me, because they kicked me out. I never imagined that in Quebec we would have such a denial of democracy and cruel to our elderly people, which are the ones who built our country, right? And we just let them down into their feces. And they didn't care. He was told what to say. And that's not just conspiracy theorists. Every single cabinet, and even especially the prime minister office, have a huge team, especially during the last 3 years, of communication people, right? People who craft all communication, including they had McKinsey, which were doing a job with a really big team. So everything that Mr. Legault said was scripted in advance. He didn't have any say in what was going on. He was doing the same as everybody else. And the script came from the same place as everybody else. So what is the agenda? We don't know, but I just hope that it's going to end soon.
So if you think that it was important for Rebel News to report on the National Citizen Inquiry, please go over rebelfieldreports.com. On this website, you can make a donation to help us with our travel expense to continue our journalism and to show you the truth and the other side of the story. Thank you.